Now, we continue. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me, and it is in great joy, to share your joy, that I come once again to be with you in this way. As my Father has just spoken to you, we are not somewhere afar off from you, ascended, have to be prayed to because we are way up high somewhere different than you. We are you, and you are us. You are. Allow yourself, even as you may feel a twinge in the body, to ask and to say, I am that. I am bringing that forth in order to release it and let it go. Everything that you see in your life, allow yourself to say, I am that. And it serves the atonement, the realization of at-one-ment, the realization that all is one. This evening now we are going to speak of the vortex, the divine feminine vortex that is in this area that we are passing through right now. To speak of the energy of love, of nurturing, of balance, that has been set aside for a while so that the dominant energy could be that of the male energy and could know itself to be in the drama of human life as powerful, worldly powerful, and to fight all of its battles and to see that each battle did not achieve that which was thought as the primary purpose, but had a secondary purpose of allowing ones to know completion with all of the plans, toils of warfare. Now, yes, that is still going on, but ones are coming closer to understanding that that which they do unto another one, they do unto themselves, and it does not feel good. Already ones are knowing that it does not feel good to live where your news media brings you the scenes of brothers and sisters suffering, being tormented, having everything that they cherished being torn from them. Your news media, even though it is not perfect, is a blessing in that it brings you the news of the drama that you yet are creating. And that is not to be said and taken in judgment, but you are yet bringing forth some of the evidence of male energy. So the purpose of this coming together and this cruise in these waters and past the most beautiful mountains that you have seen today is to open and recognize the divine feminine energy, to allow it to come out and do its wondrous works once again, to not overpower, as has been known in some civilizations where the feminine energy turned into more male energy, but to come as a balance and a healing, a wholing, if you will, bringing together the remembrance of wholeness, of oneness. You are ones, you are not all of the ones, but you are ones who were most powerful and instrumental in recognizing the evolution of masculine energy and knowing how it was going to evolve to a peak of what you call now savagery, and then to come from that place of complete separation to a place where there is now more compassion, more understanding than there was when the male energy was at its peak of dominance. So now it is ready to accept some of the feminine energy, the divine feminine energy, and to allow the balancing to be felt by all of you and by the brothers and sisters as well, to bring about a healing upon this reality, this level of reality. As you have seen in this day, there has been much and continues to be much in this area of cleansing, known as the rain. This area gets a lot of the moisture, and it is an attempt to cleanse and wash away the sins of mankind. Now, when I say that, I do not mean sins in the usual sense of the word, but I thought I would throw it out and tease you a bit. This area, geographical area, gets much of the cleansing rain and the mist upon the mountains. It is the most magical place, a mystical place, and you will see more of that on the morrow. It has been kept preserved for you so that there could be this time of coming together to understand the energy that abides in this energy, in this area, and to know physically how it feels. Those of you who went out and walked in the rain today, walked in the mist, walked in the energy of this place, this divine place, and to know that truly you have set the waterworks to look after the vortex of divine feminine energy, to keep it clean, to keep it preserved, to keep it healthy, and to keep it pristine, as you have seen the mountains and the land, the trees, to be in this day. Many of you walked to the forest, walked through the forest, and felt the trees speaking to you, the old, old trees that have been here for a long time, looking after the divine energy. This evening, we are going to, in meditation, allow our energy to meld with the energy of divine feminine and all of the keepers who have been here throughout eons of time, keeping watch over the divine feminine energy, until a time such as this would come when you would decree that you wanted the opening and releasement of that energy to go out into the world and to bring forth its miracles. As it feels comfortable for you, allow yourself to close the eyes and to go within. Feel the breath to be easy, to be circular, to breathe in and out in a circle. Do not force it. Allow it to be what feels easy for you. Bring yourself to that quiet place within, that place of peace. Allow yourself to abide in the expansiveness of feeling peace, of feeling love, of knowing that always you are taken care of and always you will take care of the energies of divine feminine and divine masculine. Know that you are the caretakers. Know that you understand balance. Know that truly your heart opens and you reach out with your heart to encompass all of the feminine energy that has been kept for this precious time right now when the world is calling out for a balance. Allow yourself to feel the divine energy coming forth out of the mist, out of the rain, out of the forest, rising up off of the waters, It is not by accident that you ride upon the waters and that you ride between the raindrops. All of the energy of the Divine Feminine is contained within a single raindrop, and it has been kept here for eons of time, safely waiting its divine appointment of time to come forth and to balance that which would be the sorrows of the world. Visualize in your mind's eye the mountains that you have seen on either side as you have glided across the water. Visualize the mountains shrouded in mist upon their tops so that you could not see the tops of the mountains. Visualize the energy that is in the mist and speak to it, knowing that it is the golden energy that will bring forth a balance. Know that it nurtures by its very self the life that grows within it and around it. Know that it has been the caretaker of the energy that you are now calling forth and allowing to be freed. Feel yourself to be a raindrop, a little drop of physical rain, part of the mist, part of the ocean, if you wish, knowing oneness with that raindrop, knowing that truly part of you has been abiding in this area for eons of time, keeping watch over the divine feminine vortex that has had to be sealed so that the evolution could proceed. Feel yourself as that raindrop, powerful, containing light within its very center, being a raindrop that when the light hits it, it is a rainbow of energy. There will come a time when the sun will shine upon these raindrops and bring forth a prism of colors, all of the colors you can imagine, all of the energy that has been stored up and waiting for this time now. For as you pass by these mountains, the ones that you are now passing by and the ones that you have seen on this day, call them all to mind and know that truly the energy of Divine Feminine has been preserved in these mountains and in this water. Know that you are part of the mountains from before the eons of time have allowed them to arise, to descend, and to arise again. Know that you are the water that surrounds and allows the mountains to be nurtured. All life is nurtured by the water and by the rain. You are part of the mist of forgotten history. And yet, as you sit here now and you allow yourself to meld with the raindrop and with all raindrops and with all of the ocean, you are saying to it, you can come forth now. It is time for your energy to be known in the world and to work its miracles in the world. On the morrow, when you look out, allow yourself to see the raindrops, to see the water, to see whatever mist there may be, and to see the light within. And know that truly the vortex that has been sealed so long ago has been gently opening through some time already. And what you are giving to it in this evening is the permission to open all of the way, to bring forth its beauty. Behold its beauty on the morrow. Sing praises to it and thank it for the beauty that it is. Feel your heart to open as there is a melding with the energy of Divine Feminine. For truly that energy of Divine Feminine abides within the heart. On the morrow, even in this evening, as there is yet light upon the waters, allow yourself to speak words if you want to know oneness, a feeling of the heart to know oneness, and to give permission for the final opening and sharing of the balancing, healing energy. There are many around our Holy Mother Earth who are also participating in this at the same time because they feel an upliftment. They may not know what is happening, and they do not have to know mentally what is happening, but they are feeling an upliftment. They know that something is happening, and they are joining their energy with you right now, no matter where they are, no matter what may be their belief. Their heart is open, and they are allowing their energy to meld with yours, to open finally, completely, the vortex of Divine Feminine energy in this area. On the morrow, or even in this evening, as you look out to the water, feel the power of the water. Watch how it ripples. Watch the flow. Watch the tiny droplets and see the light within each drop. And know that truly, I am that. And I call forth the light that is within each droplet. I call for the power of the light that flows in the ocean. I call forth the power that has been held in the glacier, in the glaciers that are moving now and opening up now. I call forth that power and I release it to work its healing magic in this world. It is not an energy that you can contain. It is an energy that will spread. And with it, there will come healing and balancing. When you look out at the ocean, when you look out at the trees, the nature, when you look out at the glacier and all of the power of the glacier, and you see what has been hidden for a long, long time in the glacier, allow yourself to know, I am that. I live forever as that and more. And feel the miracle of life. Spend some time right now feeling the power of the raindrop, feeling the power of the glacier that has brought all of the raindrops together. Feel the power of you as the I am that you are, the divine creative power, the feminine energy that heals and transforms. And when you have finished your feeling of oneness, of connecting and giving permission, thank yourself for what you have brought forth. Thank yourself for what you saw eons of time ago as the progression of human drama, and for what you preserved until this time. Thank yourself for the future as you understand linear time to be, as you understand the future that will be harmonious and in harmony and in healing and in the acknowledgement of light and love. Breathe know, feel, and be the power of all that is. So be it. Bring yourself back to this room, this place. Stretch out the feet, the arms. Allow yourself to get back into the body. Feel the peace that you have brought into this room. And know that that peace is you. Always you can take it with you. Because you are that. When you want to, you can stand up. You can give the hugs. You can greet the one of you. Feel yourself to be energized by that peace. Know that that is your true nature. And you can find it anytime you want to. The world cannot disturb your peace because now you have found it and you know what it feels like. Go in peace, beloved brothers and sisters. Remember that on the morrow we will not meet, as my beloved friend and teacher has told you already, but on the next night we will meet and we will do some more very deep releasing in the place of peace. So be it.